Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Everybody's here via Skype, and despite all the goddamn technical difficulties that we've had, like the difficulties we have saying words, apparently, we are here, and it's what, fucking 4, 5, 17 days now after the helicopter that
was last year
killed my goddamn hero. What was it last year? He said,
yeah.
Kobe died a few days ago, and that fucking sucked. That was a real fucking bummer. I didn't appreciate it. Partially because it's the first time any celebrity death has really fucking gotten to me. It never has before. The whole Michael Jackson died, or fucking Whitney Houston, or fucking whoever. Like, I did not care. Not that I didn't understand why people were bummed out about it, but I never cared. This is the first one that got to me. I found out Jody in our group text was the first one that first time I heard about it, and I didn't even respond to it because I didn't know what to fucking how to process it for that entire day. It kind of fucked me up. I wasn't ready for that. It was
yeah.
It was similar to when the Dodgers lost the World Series. I mean, obviously it's not. The Dodgers losing the World Series is far worse.
That's true.
It was similarly. It fucked me up. Like, I didn't know how to fucking take it. I've had family members die and I reacted better. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. It fucked me up for a bunch of reasons. Kobe was fucking awesome. He was basically the reason I watched basketball, especially growing up when he was a rookie. And then there's the whole aspect of his family and the other kids that were on the fucking flight. The fact that it was something he does every goddamn day. It's like us dying in a car crash. It's something you wouldn't expect. And the fact that it is going to put off my dream of having a Jetsons car for so goddamn long now. Uber was about to have, like, within the next year or two, there was going to be Uber helicopters. Nobody's getting in a fucking Uber helicopter now.
No.
Not a goddamn chance. If you get an Uber helicopter, you're not getting in that.
You're having a panic attack.
Nobody's going to get in that. I have a better chance of dying in a goddamn Jurassic Park, like my heart has always wanted to, than I do of having a Jetsons car and lifting off into the sky and going and fucking flying away. It's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Kobe death, like, I appreciate your Kobe jersey. Repping the 8.
Got to keep it. And, I mean, it's old. It's fucking faded because I fucking wash it because I don't dry clean it because I don't give a fuck that much.
But, I mean, like, the Kobe death is just because it was so shocking. He's only 41. His fucking kid was on the plane with him.
And everything about it was crazy.
There was another kid that was around 13. I think it was on Gianna's team. They were heading to a game.
Right.
You know, and that Kobe bought the helicopter because he wanted to spend more time with his family, didn't want to fight L.A. traffic. You know, and he brought five, you know, I liked basketball, you know, because, like, we grew up in kind of like the end of the Jordan era and stuff like that. So I liked basketball, but just Kobe made me love the Lakers, got us 5 championships. You know, it's even hard to make fun of it, you know, like even your – at least your Jetson joke was kind of funny. Like, you know, I read the Ari Shaffir tweet where he was like, hey, I'm glad that rapist is now dead.
And is that what it was? I never saw it. I saw he put an apology for it on Instagram, but I never actually saw the fucking tweet.
He took it down because even guys like Bill Burr was like, hey, man. Like,
too much.
You shouldn't do that.
It's a bit much. Well, because even the rape thing, like, that's the one thing you can fucking kind of throw out there on him. And I never bought that as a legitimate argument against him. I mean, he's fucking – he cheated on his wife, which – every goddamn NBA,
every pro
does.
Athlete.
Yeah.
No, just pro athlete.
Right.
Every celebrity, every male celebrity it cheats does. On their
so,
wife.
And so this chick who's doing room service in Colorado found a way to exploit it and get some money out of it. So, I mean, nobody got raped.
She's the winner.
I mean, she won before she got the money.
She banged Kobe Bryant and got $1 million out of it.
I mean, it's a nice way to come up. I mean,
I would have let Kobe Bryant bang me for $1 million.
You tried. I've seen the fan mail.
That's true. I did try sending him packages of my underwear.
Right.
And just,
you should have just sent him a picture of your wiener like you made us look at in high school.
Hey. That's only for special people, okay?
No, it
still
wasn't.
Have
it was
that image Kobe, right
Kobe, it was for Kobe, anybody that Kobe. Walked by you and was within arm's reach.
Yep.
Yeah. But Kobe,
I'm
Kobe
pretty sure we could
better.
All me too you right now.
Well, you know. Hey, don't make this about me.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about, I'm making it about you. I do a Louis C.K. I ask for permission and just throw it out there. That's my style. I don't use a phone.
Joshua had to print the picture out, too.
Hey, this is pre-cell phone camera days, all right?
That's true.
We're old, all right? We're old. No, but, like, it just, but of all the celebrity deaths, though, like you said, Michael Jackson, Whitney, everyone else was just kind of like, meh.
Yeah,
and even same thing like he said, like when my grandma died, it was sad, but you know she was old, sick lady. Like it was like, okay, right. Yeah,
she's supposed to happen. That's what old people do.
Yeah,
but when you hear it, like my girlfriend was the one that actually told me. She goes, "Hey, I got a notification that Kobe was just killed in a fucking helicopter crash." I was like, "Fuck, get the fuck out of here!" And I got my phone out and I had to start fucking, you know, digging through it. And I was like, "Holy shit!" Like I couldn't believe it was real. It's still hard to fathom that it's real.
Right. Yeah.
Now, one positive from it, not that anything good came from this, just on all the sport outlets, you just see all these Kobe highlights. You see just how fucking dominant he was back in his heyday. Beast, dude.
I mean, it took him a couple of years. Granted, I mean, he was a physical specimen as a fucking rookie. He was winning the dunk contest. But I remember there was like the first 2 or 3 years there where, especially like in the playoffs, it was just air ball after fucking air ball after goddamn air ball.
Yeah, he was pretty bad for a couple of years there.
He was a 17-year-old kid playing a man's game. It's to be expected.
But when he was like 2-3 years into the league, he was fucking dominating. Then like by his fourth year, he started the three-peat with Shaq.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
You know, and it was just.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
And it's sad, especially because he's done a lot of stuff for the community with that Mamba Sports Academy. He has a private volleyball and basketball leagues to try to help kids. You know, he seemed to be a great dad. And it's sad, too, because he's got 4 daughters.
Yeah, the youngest one was just born, like, within the past year, right?
Yeah, their youngest is, like, 1 or 2. Then they have, like, a 5-year-old. And then Gianna was, like, 13. And the other one's, like, 16 or 17 or some shit like that. It's fucking awful.
It's shitty. Yeah, and people always, like, and I understand the urge to be like, hey, don't forget, like, these other kids were on it and this other couple and coach and pilot. They had families, too. It's, yeah, but none of them fucking three-peated. I don't give a, like.
Yeah, are they a 5-time world champion, right? And a 2-time Olympic gold medalist? No. Exactly. No, they're fucking not.
I didn't see any of them dunk between their legs.
did Nike launch 13 different models of their shoe? Yeah. No.
I didn't shit my helicopter pilot brand Nike shorts. One time, there were Kobe shorts. All right,
you're still sad about that.
I am. They were nice shorts. They were very comfortable, and it was in the middle of the mall. It was very embarrassing. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I was in 7th grade, and the Panda Express got to me when I wasn't ready for it.
it's kind of alarming how many times you've shit your pants in your life.
Who the hell doesn't shit their pants constantly?
A lot of
them. Am I the only one here?
You might be the only one.
And the worst part was, it was in 7th grade, and it was during that time in your life where you take the bus everywhere. So I shit my Kobe shorts, and then had to take the bus home. So sitting on the bus.
Smelled like shit.
Yeah, and then people were like,
just sitting with a bowl of pudding in your pants.
Yeah, and then see people's reactions. And then my 2 friends who were there, and they knew what happened. They're just like, oh my God, they're trying so hard not to fucking laugh. Oh yeah, that was rough.
They're like, hey, look at that little brown kid that smells like shit.
Yeah, that was rough. That was rough. R.I.P. Kobe.
The shorts or the man?
Both.
Okay.
those are some good shorts.
Yeah, no, but it is sad, and although it's surprising that Ari Shaffir was the only one that did a negative tweet. You know, like you kind of half expect Jeselnik to do it because he even joked about September 11th, like the day it fucking happened.
Yeah, I even looked for his and I didn't see anything, and maybe I missed it and I haven't checked it in a few days, obviously, but. Yeah, I didn't see anything from him. And yeah, he's the guy you expect that shit from. But
yeah. But I mean, you know, it's kind of cool to see like everybody in LA, they're being very like down in Staples Center, they're doing all that shit.
Right. I had a friend who lives in Tennessee. She's like, yeah, it must be kind of crazy. And this was the day of, like, it must be kind of crazy out there with Kobe's death. I was like, what do you mean crazy? Like, there's not gonna be riots. We didn't win a championship. Like what the fuck? Like, no, we're not gonna, like, yeah, it's a bummer, but what the fuck do you think is gonna happen?
We'll just be sad.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. Like, it's not gonna, people aren't rioting, no one's, like, trying to get the police commissioner to fucking do something about this evil supervillain helicopter.
Did you see, though the crazy shit was that just happened over there in Calabasas, like, right off fucking, like, Topanga Canyon.
Right off the freeway, off Los Virgines.
Yeah, there you go, yeah, it's fucking crazy, it's like right there.
Yeah.
It's like right, that's near your work.
Mm-hmm. 2 exits away.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, it's sad, you know, just, it just kind of shows that you just need to, you know, let your loved ones know that you love them and just try to live life the best, I guess. I mean, fucking my dad had a near-death experience trying to get me up here to the fucking north of the wall here in Washington.
Yeah, you moved up there. You went on the Oregon Trail. We told you that you were going to get dysentery or something was going to happen. You ended up breaking a wagon wheel.
Well, it's funny. Like, literally, the roads were all ice. My dad ended up rolling his truck and the trailer filled with all our stuff. And thank God my dad was not hurt, but, you know, he did total his truck, lost his truck, lost the trailer. A lot of stuff in our trailer. Like, for about a week, my girlfriend and I had to basically, we slept in sleeping bags. We had no furniture. We had enough clothes. Like, she had her briefcase or suitcase, travel bag, like the carry-on bags. And I had a backpack with just some clothes in it. And that's all we had for the first few days we were up here. So it was pretty living fucking rough.
Savages.
Yeah. In a nice house. We have a very nice house, but I'm in a sleeping bag.
In single digit weather. Fuck yeah. That. Well, I'll have you know, while you were gone, it was like 70 degrees over here. It's pretty nice.
It's beautiful.
Well, it was funny because I saw on the weather app, I was like, it's fucking 73 back home, and it was like 19. And I was like, it's fucking cold up here.
Right now.
I think it's like 39 right now up here.
Yep. You're not regretting that decision, are you?
You know, so far it's not that bad. Although it hasn't been as cold now. It's actually been sunny the last few days, and all the snow's melted. And I'm kind of sad because I didn't build a snowman in my front yard.
You even seen the song?
I wanted to. I thought about Frozen when I saw all the snow in my front yard. And I was like, Smitty would totally build a snowman and sing.
The fact that you didn't FaceTime me and sing it to me really bums me out. It hurts my heart. Really. I don't appreciate it.
Well, because I was living like a fucking animal for the first week I got here.
Well, then what else are you going to do? You have time to build snowmen.
That's true. I fucked up big time.
You did. I mean.
But now look at us. We're all.
Could have built a snowman. It didn't have to be a snowman.
But no. You sing that fucking song. Yeah, but I mean, hey, think about it this way. There might be snow again. I'll get to do it. But now look at us. We're on Skype. I can be on the show in spirit, even though my body's not physically there with you.
It's right here.
It's like the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. You just superimpose my head into
it. I really
Jody's
want
head.
It to just bounce around.
Just like a screensaver.
No, put... attach my neck to Jody's shoulder and then make it look like we're a two-headed person.
We gotta plan that, Josh. I gotta sit like this for the whole time.
She only does that now when she's confused, so we can't do it all.
Exactly.
That's true. But I'm glad to be back on the show. I'm looking forward to now we're getting digital, though. This is cool.
Yeah.
Got my toy shelf. Got the American flag.
All kinds of
we're
stuff
good.
Down there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we're good to go. We're upgrading all kinds of shit. We got people coming on the show now, so hopefully the shit fucking works more than it has. Not that it hasn't,
yes.
But it's always room for improvement.
All right, well, I got some headlines for you to try to brighten the mood.
All right, well, let's move on to that.
All right.
The lighter side of the news, lower and debase myself for the amusement of total strangers. Yeah, I could do that. Sounds like fun.
All right, first off, House of Dragons, which will be 300 years prior to the Game of Thrones story, will be focused on
that's
the Targaryen family.
That's too many in
family.
Front of it. I don't give a shit about 300 years before.
Well, it's gonna be based around the Targaryen family. At least George R.R. Martin is actually going to be a part of it. He actually seems to care now.
Like writing about it? Well, I don't know that he didn't care. I think the other douchebags just fucking booted him out of it.
He wasn't done with the books
D.B.
yet.
And Weiss.
He didn't finish it fast enough.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, but he's actually going to be one of the main writers on the show for this one, and it's just going to be a little prequel. It's set to come out in 2022. No official date yet.
Jesus Christ. I hate when they announce things. Hey, guess what's coming out in 5 years? I don't care.
It's too much for me to remember.
That's, if anything, especially since season 8 gave such a bad taste in everybody's mouth, they should just kind of let it sit, and then maybe a year before the show launches, or after it's done shooting, then be like, oh, hey, BT-dub, we have another series coming out.
Yeah, when they're in the process of doing it. Until then, I'm just going to be sitting here and be bummed out about the fact that Arrow's over, and I don't have time to worry about fucking...
You're the only one upset about this.
I know I am, but whatever, fuck you. It was my great show. You know what? It wasn't a great show.
Was it great?
No, it wasn't, but I loved it. Okay, that show was like... Josh is like that show. It's not great, but I love it. All right. Nobody else really does. But I enjoy it.
I'll take it. That's high praise coming from you. All right, next. A three-year-old boy named Colton Costa. He's actually terminally ill with the disease called Hurler syndrome.
Does that mean family, he plays curling and he just slides the fucking rock constantly?
Something like that. But
curling Hurler is the syndrome, greatest sport. I want to play that so fucking bad.
Hurler syndrome caused like a lot of like muscle deficiencies. It can cause cardiac arrest, and there is no cure for it. So his parents, to try to cheer him up, they let him pick his own play place in their backyard, whatever one he wanted. So of course, three-year-old kid, he's three.
Okay.
So he picks a 14-foot high play.
Fuck yeah, he's gonna be a champion.
Yeah.
He fucking, you know, the cool one, the slides and the swings, the whole fucking shebang. But then these dickhole neighbors, Richard and Carol Gottlieb. I hope they have a Facebook. We should look them up. Listeners, look up these people. Anyways.
Send them hate mail.
So you guys are just out there promoting online bullying. All right.
That's
what kind of show this is now.
What kind of people are they?
So they're suing the Costa family for $100,000, demanding that the play place be taken down because it violates HOA rules. They state that it's an eyesore and it actually decreases property value.
Yeah, I don't know about that. If anything, it's a tourist attraction, and it's going to increase property value because of that, and because kids are going to want to live there.
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is.
I think you could do a sales pitch, and you know what? Those people should be kicked out of their homeowners' fucking association area. Fuck those guys.
They claim that they didn't have proper notification by the HOA, but apparently the HOA did approve of them getting a structure for their kid, especially because he's going to die in like a year or two.
Right, the homeowner association goes. People are like, "Look, it'll be down in 18 months anyway. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. It's not that big a deal."
He's going down like Kobe. Just let him have this.
Not that big a deal. Yeah, I'm gonna start saying that now. Like, if I trip and fall downstairs, instead of like when you shoot paper into the basket, I'm just gonna say, "Just gonna yell Kobe when I trip."
All right, next. This here. A 51-year-old lady named Andrea Grosser, she is being charged with 8 counts of public defecation because she was shitting in a parking lot at a grocery store.
And during the mugshot, Jesus Christ.
Look at that mugshot, yeah.
Crying and shitting at the same time.
This lady, oh man.
She claims that she has IBS. I don't buy that. And even if she does, she's a nanny, so on her way to her actual job, she would stop and shit in this parking lot where when the police interviewed her employers, they stated she had access to the bathroom at our home, and they assume she has bathroom at her place where she lives, at her residence. But she has to shit in this parking lot.
How far is the drive on her commute?
She was so far away that she's like, I gotta stop, and this is the halfway point. This parking lot right here, just here.
I mean, sometimes...
Yeah, I'm gonna shit right here.
I've been there where you're like, look, I'm not gonna be able to make it inside, all right? But for it to happen 8 different times,
I wonder if she had a specific spot, or if she just like.
Well, at first the manager of the building thought it was an animal, but then when they saw toilet paper,
I still hold on to that.
When they saw toilet paper and wipes nearby, they realized it's probably human shit.
Just a well-trained fox.
This is why it's not believable. She was prepared.
I mean, who doesn't carry a pocket full of wipes from time to time?
I certainly don't.
Especially if you're a nanny. Right?
That's a good point. A nanny probably does have wipes and shit.
Oh, well then, okay. So she was prepared for her own shitting as well as the children's.
She's a thinker.
But it's funny, like, just, you know, just couldn't take it anymore. Just, I can't drive any longer. I'm just going to poop right here in the parking lot.
It's always in the same place.
But, like, why can't, like, at least do it in, like, a planner or something? Like, I'm guessing she just does, like, right in a parking stall.
That's what I thought, too.
Right in the manager's reserve spot.
Right in the middle of it, too.
Yeah, management had to have known this lady and pissed her off, right? There's no way this is...
That's probably what happened.
This is not a random shitting. This is a very targeted shit.
I think it's a predetermined shitting.
It has to be.
Yeah. Next, I got a postal service worker in Virginia by the name of Jason De La Cruz. He is in a lot of trouble because he hid 5,000 pieces of mail in a storage unit that he rented since June of 2018.
Oh my God.
He stated that he felt too much pressure to deliver mail on time, so he rented a storage unit for $50 a month where he was hiding mail.
That is
mail
your job. Included.
I get that, included. Though. I was a paperboy once when I didn't want to throw it. So I'd found a dumpster to dump them in. I'm like, yeah, they all got delivered. Not to where you want them. Yeah, they all got delivered.
But there were things in there such as tax forms, DMV things, jury duty notices.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, crazy.
Well, that makes my excuse for jury duty so much more believable because I always just say I never got it.
But now it proves it that some fucking guy just throws them in a storage unit.
The fact that he has a storage.
Putting mail in a fucking box.
I mean, he's not exactly Karl Malone. He's not under a shot clock. What the fuck? This mailman could not handle the pressure of just
taking a walk and just putting
just
shit in a box.
Mailmanning. I don't know.
All right, next.
At least he didn't fucking shoot everybody. That's what most mailmen do.
That's true. He didn't go postal and start shooting up the place. Right?
Hence the term. All right, next. Postal.
Maryland homeowner found the dead body of the previous homeowner in the house when he bought it.
What?
Sweet.
The previous homeowner was a special needs woman. She was 39 years old at the time she passed. She was being taken care of by her grandmother, who died 1 year previous to this guy buying the house. So they just assumed that the lady could not care for herself and just starved to death or something in her home.
Wow.
And the guy bought it from probate, so he bought it from the county, he bought it from the government. Went into the home. There was no power, no water turned on, and they just found this dead body in the back bedroom.
Oh, man. Oh, I was so hoping gross. It was, like, in the middle of a pentagram in some sort of satanic ritual or something. That would have been sweet.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, it's just fucking cat lady who fucking just kills.
Yeah. Talk about satanic things. Next, I have the world's worst cat, apparently.
It's just there is this cat.
Yeah, it's just a regular cat. But there was a cat named Perdita or something like that.
Chicken Fergita?
Something like that. They thought she was a sick cat because, you know, she was always groaning and seemed like she was upset and kind of discontented. But then every time they would go to try to talk to her, touch her, you know, she looked excited. And then she was just, she'd bite, growl, hiss, scratch. Turned out she's just a dick. She's just a mean cat.
Yeah, cats are dicks. Look at that cat's face, too. That cat's entire... Everything about that cat's vibes is don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be shocked by that.
Look at that furrowed eyebrow, though. Just like, she is an angry cat.
It even has the hairline of a Bond villain. I don't.
She does look like a super
what
villain.
What the
she
fuck
really
is that? I don't understand that. Mr. Meowsworth is just going to fucking kill everybody that it meets. The fuck?
All right, and last, let's end on a bang. But I'm... A 7-year-old man died of natural causes in his home up in Stockton, California.
Was he banging people? But
basically.
Oh, sweet.
But the police had to evacuate over 20 homes because this guy had over hundreds of explosives, active and non-active explosives, just hiding in his house.
Fucking champion. He was going to go postal. I don't know what it is with the hoarder stories today. But
but the military had to step in, the bomb squad had to step in, and it took them about a day to sort through every single explosive in this guy's house.
Fucking champion. This is why we need regulations on weapons. Nobody should have that much goddamn explosives.
I don't even know how you get that many explosives.
Jesus.
As far as I know, you can't buy explosives.
I mean, clearly there's a way. obviously it's not even a way that's on the internet, because he was like 97 or whatever. He doesn't know how to use
70.
The internet.
Well, I'm assuming they didn't release his name or any information on him, but I'm assuming he's probably a military guy, and that's where he had access to all this stuff. Because I don't know how you really get access to these things.
You can't just walk on base and be like, I'm going to borrow this, guys. I'll be back.
I don't know. Sometimes people lose shit. There was that article that the Air Force had, like, a whole jet and missiles missing from a base, and they couldn't account for it.
Yeah, it's a cover story. It got taken by them aliens.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if you guys seen the thing I sent y'all a little bit ago, but they actually made hovercraft, fucking flying saucers now. So that's a real thing.
I might have deleted it.
You fucked up. It is a very dry and it's a very dry and technical read. It's just a patent. But goddamn it, they made.
I don't know if you know this, Smitty, but Jody just ignores your text messages.
Oh, is that what that was? No, I looked at it and was like, I don't have time for this long ass.
Yeah, it was a patent. It was very interesting. It means they make flying saucers now. And it's fucking fantastic. So there are aliens, and they're stealing aircrafts and giving bombs to old men.
Damn it, they took your jam.
I hate when that happens. God damn it.
All right, well, that's all I got for headlines. But before we get into Jody's weird questions, I want to talk about our friends over at Stitcher Premium. If you want to listen to some of your favorite shows ad-free with Stitcher Premium, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Wolverine, The Lost Trail, Bitch Sesh, The Fantasy Footballers, Science Rules, and Bill Nye, and more. There's also access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. But you can also listen. But the cool thing about Stitcher is it gets you to listen to your shows without ads, like this one. You won't have to hear me talk about this stupid
shit. Although it is a very professional read, I do appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome. Stitcher Premium starts at $4.99 a month, but you can use our promo code SMARTASTDUMBGUYS. You'll receive your first month free. So if you are interested, go to StitcherPremium.com. Stitcher.com/premium, sign up today, and use the promo code SMARTASTDUMBGUYS.
Stitcher's pretty dope. I deleted fucking Apple Podcasts off my phone because it works so much better.
Well, it uses, like, all the fucking data, and I don't understand how. I have, like, no podcasts on my phone,
right?
But it
yeah,
just
there's
saps
like three,
up all my data.
I guess somehow they all save onto my phone every goddamn time without me wanting to. So, yeah, Stitcher's definitely the easier way to go.
But then also, we are an independent podcast, so if you want to continue to support us, which we do appreciate, we offer monthly subscriptions of 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, whatever. Or we now have merchandise. You can go to sdgykpod.com. Buy a t-shirt, buy a sweater, buy some chones, whatever you're into. I like to buy the booty shorts and I wear them backwards because it makes me feel like a lady.
Whatever works for you.
It's very comfortable. Yeah, I'm into it.
It is a classy way to rock the moose knuckle. I'll give you that.
But then, you know, buy a shirt, support us. You know, we're getting more technologically advanced. We're now trying to do video. We're going to have guests, other things like that. And us being an independent podcast, we appreciate any help that you guys can give to us. And
well said.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, Jody, got some weird questions for us?
I do.
Back to caveman phone is how we have them stored.
I don't have a thumbprint or a fingerprint anymore. Okay, first one.
Because it's so hard to add those?
No, there's no place for it.
The phone has so much memory occupied with the solid version of Minesweeper that is on there because it is such an old phone.
Minesweeper game. That's a good point. No, I could do a face recognition, but I don't want my face on there like that.
I don't blame you. Smart. Stay away from the man.
Exactly. Okay, first question. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be pregnant?
I've had to shit really bad, so I'm assuming it's pretty similar.
It's similar.
I think it might be. I don't think the birthing process is similar.
Okay.
But I think the experience of being pregnant is similar. Like, you're afraid to make any quick movements. you don't want to go on a water slide because it might cause some problems for everybody involved.
Everybody.
I haven't wondered. I'm pretty sure I get it.
being a fat man, I always feel like a pregnant woman. My feet are swollen, I'm sweaty, I'm out of breath. I got a big gut. It bumps into things. I'm basically a pregnant woman. I have the body of a fat
just
lesbian.
As hormonal.
Yeah.
The mood swings
and
everything.
I cry. I got a mustache. You know, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm basically a pregnant woman. But in terms of birthing a child and stuff like that, I have zero interest in that.
Although I've been kicked in the shin once. Like, you know, sometimes when, like, you remember when you were a kid and you'd ride your bike and you had the metal pedals?
Shin pain's the worst.
Yeah, and you get metal pedals and your foot would slip and it'd spin around and hit you in the shin and it hurts really fucking bad. I'm pretty sure that's the same as giving birth. So I get it. Like, I get it.
Yeah. I've been hitting the balls before, ladies. I know your pain. I feel right?
I can empathize. All right? I'm right here with you. I get it.
Yeah.
No?
No.
You
no.
do not?
I mean, I've thought about it. Married now.
Right.
So all my sisters have children.
And then someday if you have children, you will be a pregnant lady.
I will be a pregnant lady one day, maybe. I know all the
sure
horror stories of every part of pregnancy. I'm not into it.
Yeah, not one bit of it sounds
not into
appealing.
It. I haven't thrown up from anything in 8 years. I don't want to start again anytime soon.
Why? How could you not have thrown up? I threw up in like 3 days ago, but that's just because I want to look good on stage. Like, how do you not fucking just throw up all
that's
the time?
That's called bulimia, and that's actually a problem.
No, that's called show prep.
Oh, you're right.
It's called being a professional.
No, you're right. It's fine.
All right. What else?
Dream vacation.
Oof. My dream vacation be? As soon as SpaceX starts doing their fucking...
shit to Mars.
Traveling shit. Well, not to Mars, but they'll do like commercial flights to the moon and shit. Because Mars, and that's not going to happen during our lifetime. I mean, but I can go to the moon. I'll be able to go to the moon at some point, I think, and see velociraptors.
Oh.
I'm not going to have a Jetsons car doing it, but I can do it. Fucking, that'd be fucking dope. First of all, just the experience of fucking all those G's fucking would be awesome. It would be fucking
so
fun.
So glad we're a video show now.
How fun is that going to be to just fucking to be like 8 million G-forces in your face and then go to the goddamn moon like Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny did that once. I want to do that once.
my dream vacation. My life
after is Bugs Bunny.
I actually don't really know where I'd want to go. Probably, I don't know. Everyone always thinks tropical. But I've always wanted to go.
Well, if you wait too long,
you're
not going to be able to go anywhere very snowy.
I live in the snowy.
Yeah, I'm just saying you're not going to be able to go to any glaciers anytime soon.
I would like to actually go to Ireland someday. I got some family there. My dad went there and he told me about how great it was. And it seems like a cool place. Yeah, Ireland seems dope.
Green and shit. I would just go look at castles all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did. He looked at a bunch of castles. He went to the Guinness factory, went to the Jameson factory.
Nice.
You know, yeah, he had a good time. Fucking ate weird food because they have weird food. Weird food.
They don't have good food.
No.
Northern Europe is not known for their culinary fucking prowess.
I mean, if you like various forms of fried potatoes, Ireland's your place.
Hey, you know that food do you like? Do you like it boiled? that's their blue apron fucking plan. It's just basically, hey, look at, before you put that in your mouth, you want to boil it?
Oh, you want to boil the potato?
Yeah, it's about it. And if you don't, Conor McGregor punches you in the face.
Yeah.
That's it.
But my dad said it was very pretty. You know, it was green as shit. Everything was green.
Right? That'd be kind
of
cool.
Actually, or I would like to see the places that they filmed Lord of the Rings at. Okay. Over there in...
that was New Zealand, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand, yeah. That'd be fucking awesome.
That'd be cool. I'd want to go to Australia. Everything there... I want to fight a kangaroo. I want to fight a koala bear. Because I fucking hate koalas. They suck. Everything's a cuddly.
I think they're all extinct now.
A lot of them are dead now.
Good.
Okay.
Good. They suck as a species. They were about to be dead anyway because half of them got chlamydia. Before all these fires and shit, half of the wild population had chlamydia, so they were about to be extinct anyway, so fuck them. And all they
just
do is...
because they like to get freaky, jeez.
No, they don't like to get freaky. They just sit in goddamn trees and get high all day. Their only food source gets them high, which I do kind of appreciate,
yeah,
but not all the time.
What about you, Jody? What's your dream?
Definitely Europe, Greece.
Greece would be dope.
Yeah, I want to just take a month-long cruise so that I don't have to continue packing things, and the boat would just take me to different places, and I would get to see the cool parts of those places, and maybe...
They do those things. You go to, like, AAA or Costco or whatever, and
I have friends and family through Princess.
Okay.
So...
You just get on fucking trains and shit.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
I
want to
do that, too.
Fucking Euro trip.
I used to work with a guy. He backpacked through Europe, and I was like, that sounds pretty fucking
cool.
That'd
be dope, right?
We thought about doing that for the honeymoon, and I didn't want to do that.
Why?
After I planned for 8 months straight, I didn't want to think about having to plan an entire honeymoon and travel.
You don't plan it. You just fucking freeball it.
No, there's
go.
I don't lift that much. So, no,
that's
I'm just going to carry
you're
everything
like,
on my back.
Backpack.
You're
just
like
get
five...
a JanSport and you'll be fine.
A
you're
JanSport.
A tiny person. How much clothing
do
you need?
A hairdryer. I need a flat.
Oh, no,
this doesn't
you
just
don't.
Happen, people. This is
no,
like.
You don't.
This takes a while.
She does get that Jew curl.
The Jew curl and fro are real.
Well, then you'll fit in when you go to Greece. Everyone there just looks like a gross version of John Stamos.
That's probably
it. Jesus. I would go to Europe, but I would just get fucking... I know I would be the fucking bummer in whatever group I go in, because I'd be like, let's just go to whatever museum. Like, I just want to go to... I want to go to the Victory Arch when we go to France. I want to go to Paris. I want to see the Victory Arch. I want to go to the Vatican and just look at shit. But I don't want to go to fun stuff. I want to go to old history shit.
I would want to go to that, too.
Like, I want to go to the Maginot Line to laugh at how dumb fucking French people are. Yikes. For those of you who don't know, the Maginot Line, World War I was all trench warfare. So they're like, we're going to put a trench underground. And then the Germans in World War II were like, okay, well, I'll just go around that bitch. Yeah. They're fucking idiots.
Sounds,
fucking dumb.
Sounds good.
So, you can go see that now, and I want to.
Yeah, that works. All right, what's next?
Have you ever touched a pigeon?
Ew, no.
No. Unless you're talking about the... the hood term of pigeon, in which you mean a very dirty female, and then yes, I have.
I don't know which one's worse.
Who the fuck hasn't?
I mean, in dirty females, yes, I've touched my fair share of pigeons, but
we all know that.
No, but I did catch a squirrel once. That was cool.
You caught a squirrel?
Not really caught it. I bent down. He jumped into my hand. It was fucking cool as shit. He was there for like 2 seconds and then left.
What did you lure him there with?
Nothing. I felt like a Disney princess. It was cool as shit. It was fucking awesome. And then, but a pigeon? No, I've never. I was always the kid on the beach. I would run after the seagulls and try to catch them.
That's most kids.
Or when you're like on a jet ski and you try to hit the ducks. You know you're never going to hit the duck, but you try to hit the duck. The
duck's going
to
move.
Yeah.
He's faster than you.
But it's fun. So yeah, I've never had any desire to pet a bird. I don't like them. They're gross.
Fair enough.
When I was in Hawaii last time with Katie Edwards.
Oh, I love Katie.
We went to the Buddhist temple and we got... put a quarter in the machine. We got a bag
and
of...
And a pigeon came out?
Well, no, we got a bag of fish food that we used to feed the birds. You put it in your hand and like three birds hopped on my hand at one time.
Interesting.
And I just had to stand there like, I'm not going to move. They're going to attack me if I move.
You should drop
food. I sure kept doing it.
Yeah, no. Birds are gross. I don't like birds. I remember my grandma had a parrot when I was a kid and I fucking hated it.
Parrots are assholes.
Because it would not shut the fuck up.
I don't like birds.
I'm also not a fan of having birds as pets because that negates the entire purpose of being a bird. Like, I'm a bird. I can fly places. I'm just going to lock you in a cage and keep you in my bedroom.
Well, then some of them live longer than you do. Some of those parrots are like fucking like 50 years old.
Yeah. Right? And they mimic voices, so if I ever murder somebody, it's going to be used as a witness against me. Fuck you, bird. You betrayer of birds.
Your bird would just make sounds of crying, just sobbing sounds of your loneliness.
Right? Yeah.
Crying and fucking, because...
And it would meow. It would meow. It would meow and hear the... It would say Pornhub.
Yeah, it would make the fucking music. It would learn how to beatbox the music for Pornhub. Yeah. Is what it would do. What else we got?
Why did I add this one? Do you like The Cure?
No.
That was a weird question.
I know.
Sometimes these things just pop into my head. Not even like The Cure to polio. I'm not a fan of any kind of cure.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, are we talking about The Cure, the band?
The band.
He has a couple okay songs.
No, he does not. Like, none of them are good. Unless you're 14 and cutting. Like, they're fucking terrible. They're so bad. I dated a girl who was really into The Smiths and The Cure.
The Smiths are just a depressing ass band.
They're the same fucking thing. They're the same goddamn thing. Morrissey, it's all
Do you like The Cure?
No.
Nobody does.
These things just pop into my head. And I was like, all right, I'm going to ask you a question.
They're weird random questions, I'll give you that much.
You had some good questions on yesterday before the show, before I fucked up the show.
I didn't think they were that great.
And see what you did? You brought her down to The Cure.
The Cure.
That's true. I feel bad.
Next week it's going to be like, what'd you think of the new AFI album? I didn't think anything of it because it's fucking garbage. I didn't give it a shot.
They have a new album. I don't know.
I fucking hope not because I just threw that out
Congratulations,
there.
Congratulations, guys. You did it.
We're going to talk about shit bands for a while. Fuck.
All right, what?
Okay. Have you ever tried on heels?
I was a kid. Like, everyone does that. As a kid, you're going through your own...
As an adult.
No. I've never been, like, Oscar de la Hoya. I can't say that I have. And I've never dated a girl with a foot that I would fit into her shoes. If I did, there would be an issue.
Heel that you probably have shoes.
No. I'm not going to buy it. At most, I might be able to, like... I might go to Payless and, like, try it on and, like, do the run test with them. But unless they make light-up ones, like LA Gears, I don't give a fuck. Oh.
I have like Kleenex box feet. Yeah. No, dude, I got fucking long, wide, fucking fat feet. Like, I have no, there's probably not even a heel that would fit me, even though I wanted to wear heels. But
an Olympic fucking sprinter is now a lady in heels. You don't think they make heels for you? I guarantee there is.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have to try these on. No, but I don't know. Fucking, like, why would I want to wear heels?
I would say to try Alexis's on, but her shoe size is so small.
She's like a 5 in women's.
Yeah, she fits in child.
Which is like a 3 in. It's like a man's 3.
Yes, I think if
she can, she wears
children anymore.
She wears children's shoes, which I like it because when we go to the Nike store, she gets the dope kid colors and we pay kid prices. Yep.
It's awesome. She's got the new Spider-Man Velcros and everything.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking great.
Dope.
You know what? Hey,
super
Nike,
jelly.
Okay, so like a pair of like Nike trainers for an adult woman are like $60, mm-hmm. $70. For kids, are like $30.
Yeah,
it's true.
Half the shoe.
Which is weird. They're $30 for kids' shoes when they're made by kids. It's like FUBU for kids.
That's because they make them cheap because kids tend to grow and you can buy new shoes in a fucking week.
Yep.
Yeah. No. I think if we were to ever date a girl who had the same shoe size as us, that would be an issue. There would be a problem.
She plays in the WNBA.
Joanna, man.
Yeah. Was that Brittany Granger? Brittany Griner? That one chick who's like 6'11" can dunk? Yeah. She probably has bigger feet than we do.
Yeah, she's Kobe's size, dude.
Do you feel emasculated now?
No. Well, I did. One time I dated a girl who was not much smaller than me. I did feel emasculated when she gave me a piggyback ride down the sidewalk in San Diego one time. I was like, this is very emasculating. It was really funny.
Yeah, but she had strong legs.
She did. She had a great ass, too. It's fantastic. But that's neither here nor there. Even then, her shoes were not nearly as big as mine. So a female would probably have to be bigger than me to have the same shoe size as I do. There'd be problems. There would be issues.
Hey, man, it's just a question.
I don't know.
Do you want to put them on?
I mean, if it's an offer. If you have any now, I'll give a shot. I'll fucking... whatever it takes for the comedy, I'll fucking do it.
I need these shoes.
Oh, yeah, you don't. You have Uggs.
Fuck. I brought Uggs to change into for my heels.
Nice.
From work, and I forgot socks.
You don't need socks.
To be fair, it was 6 a.m. when I was getting dressed.
Who needs socks? Socks are overrated. Especially in Uggs. It'd be fine.
Right? It's just sweaty, gross fucking... It's like... putting your foot inside of a koala, I think, is what it's supposed to be.
Hmm. A kangaroo pouch.
Yeah. And the only thing is the koala's not going to get you high through your fucking foot.
That's good.
Which, if you're going to do it, that's the only reason to do it, right?
Yeah. Was that 5?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Moving on.
And here we go.
All right, we got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, despite however all of this show tries to prevent it from happening. the Super Bowl is a thing that is happening, and just like we did last year, we're going to go over the different weird prop bets that are circulating and people are putting money on. We will not be putting money on them, just our dignity. And
their dignity, not mine.
Yeah, I have an issue with that. It'll happen.
It's
all right,
okay.
We'll discuss this. Yeah.
If I've learned anything from Kobe, is do not take no for an answer.
It's fine.
Hey,
right.
you're now employed by the podcast. Now as one of our employees, you have to eat the
shit. I'm not taking a spoonful of shit.
What do we do? So, whoever loses in our list of prop bets, eat a spoonful of cinnamon. I will, since Josh will die if that happens.
Yes.
We'll make that pepper for him. We'll find out if something grows for Jody if she loses as well.
She's not losing.
How about that? If you're so worried about it, just don't lose.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, play the game, just don't lose.
I'll play the game.
Well, it's funny, it's like the last week's episode that I missed when Jody said, like, what's a weird fact about you? Mine would have been that I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that until I almost killed you with shots of fucking fireball one day.
It's gotta be worth the itchy mouth.
Yeah, can't do that.
Shot of cinnamon is not worth the itchy mouth. Or
the death. It's not worth the itchy mouth. Yeah.
It'll be funny, though. I mean, come on.
Hey, if it gets good ratings, I'll do it.
That's
we'll
what
eat
I'm
the
saying.
Cinnamon.
You gotta lay it on the line for the show, man. What the fuck are we here for? All right. So let's start. We got a list of, what is it, like 14, 15 different things here?
Something like that.
Our tiebreaker will be obviously just winner of the game with a point total if it comes down to tiebreakers. So let's start.
Wait, do you want to do overall point total, like 101?
Overall points, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, total points scored.
Gotcha.
Okay, so let's work down this list now. Length of the national anthem, the over-under in Vegas is 123.5 seconds. So 2 minutes, 4 seconds was the time last year, so that's why it was set as that. So what do you guys have for that? Over-under, Demi Lovato singing the national anthem at 123.5 seconds.
I'm going to take the under. I don't know.
I think she's going to stretch it out.
I don't know. I just don't think she will. She's young.
That's why she'll stretch it out. She's going to go way over the top. She thinks she's Whitney Houston. I have a feeling.
So I take it you're taking the over.
I'm taking the over.
Mm. Jody?
If I know Demi Lovato, and I do. I don't.
You guys are like BFFs? Fucking hook it up.
Totes.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yesterday. I think I'm going to do over. She'll stretch out a few notes.
All right, that's what I'm thinking.
For sure, because she can belt.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never listened to any of her music, so I have no frame of reference
on that.
She's
a belter. She can hold a note for a while.
All right.
I don't know, just 2 minutes seems like a long time.
Well, that's what it was last year. That's why that line was set there. Last year was 2 minutes and 4 seconds. So this is
But that was a black lady who sang it.
Was it? Who sang it last year? I don't even remember.
There's some big black lady.
There was a Super Bowl last year?
Oh, damn it.
Just kidding. It was so bad.
It actually was a bad game.
It was such a bad game.
That hurt me, too. Oh, God
damn
it.
Even the commercials were awful.
This entire show is hurting me so much. Fucking hate you guys. All right, second prop bet. Donald Trump, what? We don't even know if he's going to be at the game.
So let's just say, assuming he's there.
Assuming he's there, yeah. So,
I don't think he knows it.
I don't think that's the question. So the question here is, will Donald Trump sing along with the national anthem at any point? I don't think the fact that he knows it or not, which I'm going to say he doesn't, I don't think that's going to stop him from mouthing it. If he fucking
I think he'll mouth it like he's pretending to sing.
Yeah, like trying to sing along.
Eddie Izzard told me that if you just, it's all of what you look and how you sound and
Eddie
10%
Izzard
of what
is
you
a
say.
Brilliant man. See, okay, yeah, Eddie Izzard wears heels. You could find heels that fit you, is what I'm saying.
All right, so you're both saying yes?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
And that's also,
I'll be the contrarian. I'm going to say no because of just all the shit going on in the world that he won't do it.
Well, that's assuming he even goes.
Yeah, like you said, that's pending he's there.
Right.
Usually, I don't think the president goes to the Super Bowl.
A lot of times they do.
Yeah, they also don't go.
George
W.
almost died.
But, you know.
George W. almost died by pretzel at a fucking game. Or no, that was at a Dolphins game. It wasn't at a Super Bowl. But still, but yeah, they go a lot of times. They'll go. Okay.
All right, what we got next?
Speaking of old Trump Arena, total number of tweets that Trump puts out the entire day, not just during the game, the entire day of February 2nd, over under 13.5. Again, these are bets that people are actually betting on in Vegas.
That's weird. But I'll take the under.
What's happening to your picture?
What do you mean?
He's masturbating, so he's shaking.
I'm typing on the thing.
Keep it in your pants.
I'm going to take the over on that because he will not shut the fuck up sometimes on Twitter. I'm going to take the over on that one as well.
You're taking the over?
Yeah. He goes, when he gets a little loose on the Twitter, he gets his thumbs warmed up. He will not shut the fuck up. I have a feeling, especially if, I know Bloomberg has a fucking ad that's going to run. He's going to tweet about that at least 3 times. So I'm thinking that cuts it down to 10. I think I read somewhere he has an ad coming, so there's another 3. Yeah, I think he hits 13.5.
Okay.
For sure.
I feel over too.
Okay.
All right. Another thing that might get him to tweet, the next one, will any player kneel during the national anthem?
Oh, that's a yes. Someone's going to.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well. I would have thought so, like, what was it, last year or the year before when it first started? And nobody did.
But I feel like since it's a Super Bowl that the NFL will be like, hey, knock that bullshit off just for today.
I feel like I recently watched a football game and someone, like, 3 people.
Somehow you watched a football game.
Yeah. Well, I don't put it on.
It's
on the background somehow.
I'm going to take no on that as well. I think most coaches would be like, let's not worry about that. We're here to win a fucking game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm taking the no on that as well. All right. Another one. Will there be... Apparently, NFL games are like wrestling matches now, and there's signs in the crowd. This next bet is, will there be an Epstein didn't kill himself sign in the crowd broadcast during the game?
I'm going to take no. Just because if someone does happen to bring one in, there's no way it ends up on TV.
They actually put it on TV.
Yeah, they're going to take it away. They're, you know.
Yeah.
I'm taking no as well.
Basically the same reasoning. Although, I really hope I'm wrong on that.
If someone does, that's fucking great.
You're fucking champion. I would love that.
If any one of our listeners is going to the Super Bowl and you put up that Epstein is a didn't kill himself sign in the crowd, I will buy you one item of everything in our store and you can have it for free.
And also, if you're going to put that sign up, why don't throw a little SDGYK on there? I mean,
yeah, I'll tell you what.
Throw up some fucking ads.
If you're going to the Super Bowl before you get there, let me know and I'll buy you a sweater to wear to the game.
There we go.
Once you get out of jail, I will buy you everything from our online store.
Exactly. All right, next one we got. For those of you who aren't aware or don't remember, porn star Kira Maria was a porn star that banged Jimmy G as soon as he got to San Francisco.
Mia?
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
No.
Kira Maria? Oh, Mia.
Your notes is Kira Mia.
Mia.
But whatever. Same shit.
I can't read.
The porn star.
Yeah. Anyway, she fucked Jimmy G, supposedly. And so the bet is, will she tweet anything? Or will she be mentioned during the podcast? God damn it.
I put no. I don't think she will.
I don't think so either.
I'm gonna put no. She's obviously not important enough to be heard of.
Yeah, and it happened what, like 2-3 years ago. I don't think anybody gives a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next one. Which beverage commercial will air first? Budweiser, Mountain Dew, or Coca-Cola?
I feel like it's usually Budweiser.
I put Budweiser.
Yeah, they usually do have the fucking whole shot on
and
that.
And the best ones. The puppy.
What puppy?
The puppy. The Budweiser puppy.
Budweiser
makes
puppy.
Makes friends with the giant horse.
Oh.
The Clydesdale.
Gotcha. All right, then, since you guys want Budweiser, I'm going to go Coke just to fucking, because I can't.
Fair enough.
All right. Speaking of puppies, how many commercials will feature a dog? Over under is 3.5.
I'm going to take the over.
I like dogs, so I'm going to go over too. I'm going to hope that they put a dog in every commercial.
Okay, this is not just a dog in the commercial. This is featured. This is the commercial is about a dog.
Hmm.
Like the Budweiser one where
the dog meets. Oh, I misread that. I thought you meant, will there just be a dog in the commercial?
Features.
Oh. Then I'll take the under because they'll probably have like one dog based commercial because there usually is, but I think that might be about it. I thought you meant like
the Budweiser one where the horse meets a Clydesdale, that would work because that's
horse
featured.
Meets a Clydesdale?
Yeah, the horse meets the fuck you. All right, where the dog meets a Clydesdale, that would count. It's featured. The dog is a star, has a starring role in it. It's not just hey, there's a dog in the background of this fucking ad. But I'm going to take the over on that.
I took the under.
Under.
All right, and there's going to be 4 fucking Kibbles and Bits commercials. Y'all are going to be pissed.
I hope there is.
I hope there is.
This Super Bowl is going to be won by Purina. sticking on the topic of commercials, will a gay couple be shown in a commercial?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yeah, I'm taking a yes on that too.
Well, because there is that backlash from the fucking...
Star Wars?
No. There was a commercial for some fucking
company.
Which I
totally missed in Star Wars. Like, people were bitching there's a lesbian couple kissing it. I completely missed it. I didn't even see it. Like, what the fuck?
No, but there's some commercial for some fucking company. I don't remember the company, but they had a gay couple in it. Then, like, some mom's fucking support company, like Mad, was like, no, that commercial's offensive. So they took it down. But then that company was like, nah, fuck that. And they put the commercial back up.
Good.
So I think because of something like that, there will be a gay couple
in
the commercial.
Yeah, I think there should be an over-under. I'm thinking there's at least 2 of them. And I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked if there was like 2 or more gay couples in a commercial.
All right. So speaking of commercials and kneeling to piss off old white people, will Nike run a commercial featuring Colin Kaepernick?
No.
The guy who started the kneeling thing.
Uh-oh.
And doesn't play football anymore because he sucks, and he's all mad because he sucks.
I mean,
they did make him a spokesman for no goddamn reason.
I say no.
Taking no?
Yeah.
I'll go with yes.
Oh, I hate when you guys do this.
He is one of their fucking... They made him a spokesman for some... Just for the fucking political thing, even though he's not a player any goddamn more.
Whose side do I take now? I don't know this answer. maybe.
That is not an answer.
That it's a yes or a no.
It is very clearly.
I circled it, so now it's an answer.
God damn it. This isn't third grade, and it's not asking if you like somebody.
Maybe.
This is not how this fucking works.
Checkbox. All right?
God damn you. All right, I guess we're moving on, because we're not getting an answer out of
that.
Not
getting an answer out of that one.
Okay. Moving on from commercials. Halftime show. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? Jennifer Lopez or Shakira?
My heart says yes, but my answer is no.
My wiener says yes, but my brain says no. Yeah.
I think they learned from Janet Jackson's issue.
They learned that it's a smart move and they need to do it.
Yeah.
How much publicity did that get?
Like I said, I want them to do it because they're both sexy, but it's not going to happen.
Not a goddamn chance. It's going to happen.
No.
Shakira's a professional.
So professional.
Sure.
God damn,
yeah,
she's professional.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
She's almost the most professional.
Hey, her hips don't lie.
Her hips don't lie.
Exactly. She had me ever since that first video. She's crawling around in mud for like 15 minutes.
There you
dude,
go.
That
is the best.
That video came out right around the time we were like peak puberty.
Oh, yeah. That
it was wonderful.
If it wasn't in peak mode by then, it was after that.
Although what's funny is I had no idea what that song was because I just watched it on mute.
Yeah, same with every Britney Spears video.
Yeah.
Also, I like Britney Spears because she seems like she's attainable now. She was so fucking perfect.
Well, dude, she works at the Walgreens in Vegas now, so I mean, you can just go visit her whenever you want.
I feel like I got a shot. All right. Sticking with the halftime show, will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage?
Yes.
I say yes.
Butt cleavage, ass crack, you will see.
Like the top of it, yeah.
Oh, the top of it? Oh,
it's like cleavage. Okay. Butt cleavage.
I'm going to say yes. I think you can see her butt crack.
She has a huge ass, so probably.
Exactly.
But I think it's I'm thinking no.
Nah, she's going to be dancing around.
In like
where is the Super Bowl? Is it? It's in Miami, right?
Yeah, it's in Miami.
Yeah, dude, her ass is going to be out.
No, I don't think there's going to be butt cleavage. I don't think you're seeing ass crack. I don't think that's happening.
People are voting on these? Like, these are actual bets in Vegas?
Yeah, you could go on in Caesars right now and put money on these right now.
Jesus.
God damn it, I love the Super Bowl.
Yeah, God bless America.
Right? Jody, did you have one on that?
Yes.
Oh, you're going yes? Okay. Will Jennifer Lopez or Shakira twerk?
Yes.
Yes. Just because that's the
mostly
that's
Jennifer
the
Lopez.
Dance now.
That's yeah. all she yeah,
but that,
how to do
but
now.
That's the dance that everybody does now.
Yeah, I'm taking a yes on that too. And I will be recording every minute of it.
My heart, brain, and penis say yes to that question.
Yes, everything is erect for that. It made my brain hard. okay, and then speaking of Britney Spears, will Jennifer Lopez and Shakira kiss a la Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera?
No, I say no.
I think they might kiss on the cheek.
No, he's talking lips. He's talking on the lips, and I don't think that's going to happen.
The bet doesn't specify. It just says kiss, but I'm thinking it means on the lips, but I'm going to go no.
Yeah, but a cheek kiss, people cheek kiss on the red carpet and shit. That doesn't mean anything. I'm assuming they mean on the lips, and if it's on the lips, I'm saying no. Again, my heart and penis want this. It's just not going
to
happen.
Oh, my penis wants her to fucking tongue punch her fart box. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the 50-yard line.
Yeah. I'd watch that. I'd pay for that.
Although, again, I'm not going to bet on it. That is not saying it's going to happen.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to say yes just because I think it's going to be a cheek kiss.
That'll be debatable if it happens, but we'll cross that bridge when we come
through. We'll wait till it happens.
I'm even going to write cheek.
Ass cheek.
Yeah.
Okay, will any player leave the game with a concussion?
Yes.
I put no. I don't think so.
I'm going to say yes. Just because those Kansas City receivers are so fucking fast and San Francisco hits so goddamn hard.
Yeah, like that's true.
Makes me feel better.
Especially because your answers are completely random and based on
Why
nothing.
Why do you think I wait for one of you to answer?
So you're going no on that, Josh?
Yeah, I'll say no.
All right. The last prop bet that we have, will any player finish with exactly 69 yards gained? Again,
Giggity,
I did not make these
but
up.
But no.
But yes, that is.
What a random number, right?
I mean.
Well, it's because they're trying to be funny, but I'll say no. I don't think. I think people will get.
It'd be highly improbable for somebody to finish with 420 yards. So 69 is the only one you can go with.
I have a feeling people – I don't think anybody's going to top 69 yards. I think the most anyone will get will probably be around 60 total.
I can see Tyreek Hill going over 100 yards.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, I don't see anybody finishing with exactly 69. That's such an – I mean, in theory –
the odds of it.
I know they're – yeah, I mean, I know they picked that number to be funny, but it's an arbitrary number, and I just don't see it happening.
So, no? Thanks, Josh.
I'm going yes, just because if it is at all possible, Travis Kelce will try to get that.
He's going to get 69 yards with six touchdowns.
Yeah, he will try. Okay, so that goes through all the prop bets. Our tiebreaker winner with total points.
I picked Chiefs and point total between the two teams. I'll say 62. I don't think it's going to be very high scoring.
Really?
I don't know how to do this part, so I'm just...
Just pick a winner. Just say, do you like the Chiefs? Yeah, who do you... Yeah.
I don't remember who was better. Who had a better... All
right, I'm taking San Francisco to win.
Who had a better win-lose ratio?
Win-lose ratio?
Yeah, there
That's the technical term for it.
I think their records were about the same.
There was one off. I looked at that part, and there was one off.
I don't know. I'm taking San Francisco. They are the better team. Really, for me, the only reason you think about taking Kansas City is because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's really but he's so good, it gives you a question.
I actually, for a while, San Francisco was my choice as well. But I don't know. I feel that Kansas City's defense is good enough to stop San Francisco. It's just, it's going to basically be a game of can San Francisco's defense stop Kansas City's offense?
Yeah, which I think they can. They're a really good defense.
They do have a really good defense, but goddamn, fucking Tyreek Hill's healthy. Travis Kelce's a fucking monster.
Yeah, no. So. Kansas City's a fucking stacked offensive team.
I mean, if any offense out there could beat San Francisco's defense, it would be Kansas City.
That's assuming San Francisco lives and get the ball. They're just going to run the ball down their fucking throat all day.
Yeah, but, you know, Andy Reid has now had like 2-3 weeks to prep for this game, and he's usually good off the bye week.
And he's lost in a couple of Super Bowls as well, where the same thing happens.
Yeah, but so you have a coach that's never gone this far in the playoffs before and a guy that's at least been to the Super Bowl before.
They never won it. Never proved anything to anybody.
Yeah, but look, Sean McVay versus Bill Belichick last year.
Sean Belichick is not Andy Reid. That is offensive to Bill Belichick. Jesus Christ.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I'll cede that point. But no, I'm just saying that, you know, you got the young hotshot coach and you got the old salty veteran coach.
Yeah, just because he looks like a walrus. I don't know if that wins it for Andy Reid.
It's because he was on – I liked Andy Reid back when he's on Mythbusters more. And then he gained a bunch of weight and became a football coach.
He does have a mustache. So, yeah, I'm taking San Francisco, and the point total I'll go with 74.
Not fair enough.
I was going to go 69, but since we already have that covered.
You know what's funny? 69 is actually a pretty good total point.
It's really not a bad idea.
It's not a bad one, but
so Jody, just put that as your thing instead.
Yeah, Jody, you go 69.
Middle finger.
Yeah, that is not the correct answer. Her entire fucking viewpoint on this whole bit is just fuck you with a middle finger. I'm not participating. Mostly.
I'm probably gonna leave this here.
Yeah.
Jesus Fair Christ. Enough.
All right. So we will check in on this after the game, figure out who won. And I'll be texting you during the game, let you know who fucking won.
I need you to check my answers.
Keep that, goddammit. And then we'll do something for whoever fucking loses. God damn it, somebody will do something.
One of you guys will do something. Well, I'm
now that we're a video show, it could be done.
It needs to be done. Fucking
the
asshole.
Gross pie thing last year would have been weird just in podcast form.
It would have been funny. Still funny. Funny is goddamn funny. And I was willing to fucking put my taste buds online. Fucking. But anyways, moving forward, we'll have something. Either cinnamon or salt and pepper
or just pepper.
A taser to the taint. I don't know. There'll be something will happen to somebody.
See, I don't have one of those, so I can't lose now.
I have an entire toy chest of things.
That's disgusting.
Don't touch any drawers in
his
house.
The ottoman.
I let my freak flag fly. All right, you wouldn't judge me.
Yeah, don't judge him.
But yeah, we'll figure that out next week. We should have something gross for somebody. Until then, we will see you guys next week, and don't be a cunt.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.